Evan Wexler live at the Bitter End in New York City. I mean, now he's live here in Web Radio WCWP.
I like this better because it's more carpet. Yeah, I can sleep on here.
It's just a slight padding away from being a rubber room, actually. Has that nice, gray, institutionalized look about it, you know?
I know. I feel like I'm working for the nurse, and I'm in one of those cuckoo's nests. I'm just
keep trying to give him his pill, and he keeps hiding it under his tongue.
Putting it in a pouch with all the others.
So what are you going to play for us live today?
I think there's something in the news right now kind of dominating the headlines, and it made me think back to, like, there are a lot of kids out there with a lot of evils out there influencing them, so I thought, let's take an example of one evil influencing kids, and it really shouldn't, but this is a nice little anecdote, so.
What's it called?
Pick Me, Pick Me. For all the 10-year-olds out there. Johnny's still innocent at 10, but can't go through recess playing alone again. Looks far and wide to end the fear. Then TV sent a message in clear. 1 week later, Johnny was a kickball star. He said, pick me, pick me, I'm on steroids. He said, pick me, pick me, I'm on steroids. May have picked him last, but he got a shot, and he booted that ball into a parking lot with a smile on his face as he touched every base. He's gonna be on SportsCenter. Booyah! Johnny now was the coolest kid in school. A girl on each arm, he played life by his own rules. Signed his name for friends and fans, picked up adults with his bare hands. But his anger and ego grew, he became an asshole too. He said, pick me, pick me! God damn, I am on so much steroids right now, I will arm wrestle you, hands down. Come on, I'll do it. Pick me, pick me! Come on, more steroids, man. Come on, what you can do, pop out to the pitcher? Just go home right now. If Canseco can do it, why can't I just add a little cream or a needle in my thigh? I'm a winner, and you're all losers, so go home and cry. I am so sorry that you're not me. Friends shook their head and asked Johnny, what did you do? This is the last time that anyone is picking you. We're only kids 10 years of age, and we're scared to death of your roid rage. You're a meanie, and your balls are shrinking too. And you're the only one in our grade who's growing boobs. Wow, so Johnny was blind, but now could see. Steroids gave him nothing, just tendonitis in his knee. He was an anabolic freak, clinically insane. Face of a pizza and a neck full of veins. He said, guys, come on, please, let me on your team. Test my urine, I swear, it'll come back clean. It came back clean, he was hydrated, clear, beautiful, but they compromised. They said, we'll pick you, as automatic pitcher. That was a kind of a weird position. But we'll pick you, as automatic pitcher. He accepted. This way you always lose and always win, but you'll never shoot up that juice again. So pitch to the guy that's facing you. Not too fast. He just quit steroids, too.
Evan Wexler live on Web Radio WCWP. Nice.
It's not based on real life experience or anything like that, you know, because I'm pretty well endowed still after that.
And despite all the drugs, he's still a strapping young man. That's all I got to say.
Strapping.
I walk strapping tall. A guitar, anyway. And that just reminds me of... the episode of South Park with the steroids?
Yeah, oh, Jimmy took the steroids for Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that guy was...
Jimmy!
He's a great character. Him and Timmy, man, I'll go to battle with any of them. Oh, God. I need more Jimmy and Timmy's out there.
Damn straight. So tell me, what kind of gigs you got lined up before you shoot out to L.A. there?
I'm doing a big farewell slash CD release slash fundraiser for New York Roadrunners Foundation at the Underground Lounge, Upper West Side, New York City, next Saturday night. It's a small room. It's only like 60 people, but it's pretty much, it's my posse coming out. Some people from the foundation, some people from the island, the city, the family, and we're just doing one more show. I just want to be stable on the stage for one more night before I'm out getting implants and looking for an agent in L.A. So,
now, are you going to tour your way out to L.A.? Are you going to hit some stops on the way out there?
I don't know. I'm gonna fly out. I'm going to come back here in late April. I'm going to do a gig out, actually, LIU Southampton, mm-hmm. With some people, because Southampton's closing down after
I know,
spring. So
I know.
I'm like, I saw the article in Long Island Press. I'm like, you guys need a show to feel better.
Let me come out there and cheer you folks
up.
It's
like my life was closing down. I think I'd want a show for me. So I'm coming out there. I'm not sure. I'm in negotiations with my mom to drive cross country with her. Drive my Honda Accord, 3,000 miles in like 4 days.
Nice.
We're going to see. Maybe I'll book some shows out in Nebraska or New Mexico. And
tell your mom to act like your manager and, just kind of like, grease the wheels a little as you go out there.
Okay, Mom, this is my mailing list. You need the name and the email. Don't, I got to read it. They can't be giving me at AOZ Yahoo hot mother what, I got to read it. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got plenty more from Evan and a whole lot more from Liam. They're still conspiring in the lobby right after this on Web Radio WCWP.